here on 720 WGN.
It is Dane here with you high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And when it comes to great venues, you know, Chicago is a great food town, has, and I always say you can spin the globe and put your finger down, and there are people doing that at a high level right here in this city from anywhere, any kind of cuisine in the country. When it comes to barbecue and it comes to sort of that blend of barbecue and music and just a great vibe in this city, Bub City is doing it and doing it right, and they will be front and center as Let Us Entertain You is the official food partner for NASCAR and the Chicago Street Race. The guy was handling the pulse of all of it down there at 435 North Clark. That is Bub City, is the GM, the one and only Tim Muldoon. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane, for that warm introduction. Appreciate that.
Well, it's warm, right? Low and slow introduction, right, on the barbecue side. So talk about this, because you guys, you know, when people come in from out of town, and certainly for any of the festivals or the music or the concerts, Bub City is a destination that they have on their list. But with racing, you know, with NASCAR racing, and we've talked about it with a number of guests today, you know, there's a unique relationship and connection with racing and NASCAR and country fans, and it's going to be a perfect mix this week.
Yeah, it feels like the right fit. You know, we're a destination here in Chicago for all those things you listed, you know, that you generally don't find necessarily in big cities. And we feel like with, you know, the country kind of focusing in on the NASCAR race here in Chicago, Bub City is the perfect side dish for that race.
Side dish. Look at that. A food pun. Very nice. So when you think about the barbecue side, and I cover all of that nationally, I've covered and judged the American Royal. I'm a regular judge for the Jack International World Championship Barbecue. You know, all of those things, all those great pit masters. And, you know, Bub City does it and does it in a big way and in a right way. Is that something that may maybe, you know, people in the know, but people think of you as a music venue, as a restaurant, as a lettuce concept, and maybe not knowing maybe just how serious you take that barbecue side.
Yeah, I think that's a good, you sums it up pretty well. You know, we like other lettuce restaurants, you know, we get to wear lots of hats in any given week. You know, we're a brunch place on the weekends. We do, you know, dinner service all through the week and then live music on the week. We got a little piece of everything for everybody. And the food is obviously an important part to that. You know, a lot of focus on our whiskey program as well, but you know, we smoke our meats fresh daily. You know, the brisket that you're eating, we started the preparation on it the day before. Our pastrami special on Fridays, we started the process the week prior. You know, food's very important. Chicago's a big culinary city. I grew up here. You know, everything from, you know, the pizza to the beef sandwiches and hot dogs, you know, everything you expect the best when you go out, and Bub City aims to provide not only a wonderful meal, but also a great experience with our high level of musical talent.
Yep. And there'll be some of those on display here for the NASCAR Street Race. You know, they've got, whether it's Charlie Crockett, Miranda Lambert on the countryside, Black Crowes, you've got the Chainsmokers. There's going to be a lot of music talent in for that racing. And as people sort of kick off their race week, they're going to be doing it on Thursday. And we're going to be, you know, we've got our big NASCAR Street Race radio special. We'll be doing it from the studio. We'll be calling in live to Bub City. And that's brought to you by El Bandito. So it's going to be exciting to build in one of our hometown spirits on the tequila side. Chicago is hometown, so many connections, but also the official tequila of race day, a lot of that, and it'll be right there at Bub City.
Yes, sir. We'll be pouring El Bandito margaritas on Thursday on special. Looking forward to building a partnership with those guys. Ruben and company have been wonderful to connect with around this event, and looking forward to a long established relationship there.
One of the other exciting things is people that are listening will be able to sign up to win an opportunity to go to Phoenix for the NASCAR Championship Weekend, where the El Bandito Yankee Cantina is. So they'll be able to sign up there at Bub City, get caught up in the moment, and then hopefully be out and watch some NASCAR in November for the championship. And it all kind of starts with this. And so let's talk a little bit about some of the food. So the barbecue side is obviously front and center, but what else do you guys have there? I mean, on the food specials, you mentioned the brunch. Is it all barbecue themed? I think that would be front and center, but you probably have more.
Yeah, you know, again, the idea is to appeal not only to one particular demographic and have a little bit of something for everybody. You know, on a brunch, we feature on Saturdays and Sundays a Nashville hot chicken. Nice. And bacon battered waffle, which is outstanding. You get a little bit sweet. You know, and help recover you from whatever you were doing the night before, perhaps. We also feature our burnt ends on Saturdays and Sundays for our dinner special. We got a wonderful turkey melt, a staff favorite on Thursdays, a brisket grilled cheese on Mondays, just every day of the week. good food specials. Pair that with good drink specials. And yeah, we found it all. But our double barrel cheeseburgers, a fan favorite. We have three different versions of a fried chicken sandwich. Each one spicier than the last. So,
wow.
Whatever your palate desires. Don't skip on our mac and cheese either. It's one of our most popular items as well.
As people make their way to Bub City all summer long, certainly for some of these big events around Chicago Street Race, but then again, you guys go, and one of the iconic events, we talk about it, I've covered it for 10-plus years, is Windy City Smokeout, and Bub City is the cornerstone. They are the glue that pulls it all together. They are the bat signal that brings those great teams from around the country. Certainly the music side is huge, and it is, it's one of the top music festivals. But I always think of it from the food side, too. And so it's one of those top barbecue festivals. This year is no exception. You guys have some of the biggest acts in music on the countryside, but then also some of these great barbecue teams.
Yes, we've been fortunate enough to build it to a level where we have access to some of the best pit masters and the best beer companies, and of course, the best performers in the country. Each year seems to trump the last. I came around about 6 years ago. But yeah, as you mentioned, it kind of all started down at Bub City in River North, and it'll be our third year at the United Center in the parking lot. And it just seems to keep growing. The popularity is soaring. People want to come showcase their food at, Smokeout. It's a desirable place to pour your beers and to serve your beverages. So it's a very impressive, enterprise that the West Entertainment Company has built. And I'm very proud to not only be involved each year, but to be there shaking hands and serving food all day as well.
Yeah, we'll be highlighting a lot of that action as we get a little closer to Windy City Smokeout. But Bub City is always in the conversation. If there's something cool that is happening in the summer in Chicago, if it's anywhere near the country world or certainly anywhere near barbecue, Bub City is right there front and center. So we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Look forward to seeing you. With all that, I know there'll be an El Bandito Yankee car out in front of Bub City Thursday night, and just a lot of excitement. So thanks so much, Tim, for all you guys do, not only just with the events coming up, but just in general with Bub City, adding it to that fabric of Chicago on the food side. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Dane, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you again for the kind words. Just a heads up to everybody, we're going to have live music starting this Wednesday with live band karaoke at 10 p.m. and for 11 consecutive days through the holidays. So if you got some extra time off work, make sure you come and see us. We look forward to seeing you again as well, Dane. Thank you.
Tim Muldoon, thanks so much, Tim. We'll let you go, and we'll definitely have links up at WGNradio.com.